3. Transcendental Tertiary Reality Association. The Absinite architects eventuate the plan. The Supreme Creators bring it into existence. The Supreme Being will consummate its fullness as it was time created by the Supreme Creators and as it was space forecast by the Master Architects. During the present universe age, the administrative coordination of the Master Universe is the function of the Architects of the Master Universe. But the appearance of the Almighty Supreme at the termination of the present universe age will signify that the evolutionary finite has attained the first stage of experiential destiny. This happening will certainly lead to the completed functioning of the first experiential trinity, the union of the Supreme Creators, the Supreme Being, and the Architects of the Master Universe. This trinity is destined to effect the further evolutionary integration of the Master Creation. The Paradise Trinity is truly one of infinity, and no trinity can possibly be infinite that does not include this original trinity. But the original trinity is an eventuality of the exclusive association of absolute deities. Sub-absolute beings had nothing to do with this primal association. The subsequently appearing and experiential trinities embrace the contributions of even creature personalities. Certainly this is true of the Trinity Ultimate, wherein the very presence of the Master Creator Sons among the Supreme Creator members thereof betokens the concomitant presence of actual and bona fide creature experience within this Trinity Association. The first experiential Trinity provides for group attainment of ultimate eventualities. Group associations are enabled to anticipate, even to transcend, individual capacities, and this is true even beyond the finite level. In the ages to come, after the 7 superuniverses have been settled in light and life, the core of the finality will doubtless be promulgating the purposes of the Paradise deities as they are dictated by the Trinity Ultimate, and as they are power personality unified in the Supreme Being. Throughout all the gigantic universe developments of past and future eternity, we detect the expansion of the comprehensible elements of the Universal Father. As the I Am, we philosophically postulate his permeation of total infinity, but no creature is able experientially to encompass such a postulate. As the universes expand, and as gravity and love reach out into time-organizing space, we are able to understand more and more of the first source and center. We observe gravity action penetrating the space presence of the unqualified absolute, and we detect spirit creatures evolving and expanding within the divinity presence of the deity absolute, while both cosmic and spirit evolution are by mind and experience unifying on finite deity levels as the Supreme Being, and are coordinating on transcendental levels as the Trinity Ultimate.